Welcome to Wednesday Evening Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Hallelujah. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth, participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day, forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and govern the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth will bring forth its increase, and God, our own God, will bless us. You, O God, will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear you. The day is now past, and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The psalm is 31. To you, Lord, have I come for shelter. Let me never be put to shame. O deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me and be swift to save me. Be for me a rock of refuge, a fortress to defend me. For you are my high rock and my stronghold. Lead me and guide me for your name's sake. Bring me out of the net that they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength. Into your hands I commit my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord God of truth. I hate those that clutch vain idols, but my trust is in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness, for you have looked on my distress and known me in adversity. You have not given me over to the power of the enemy. You have set my feet where I may walk at liberty. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away for grief, my throat also and my inward parts. For my life wears out in sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails me in my affliction, and my bones are consumed. I am become the scorn of all my enemies. and my neighbours wag their heads in derision. I am a thing of horror to my friends, and those that see me in the street shrink from me. I am forgotten like one dead and out of mind. I have become like a broken vessel, for I hear the whispering of many, and fear is on every side, while they plot together against me and scheme to take away my life. But in you, Lord, have I put my trust. I have said you are my God. All my days are in your hand. O deliver me from the power of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and save me for your mercy's sake. O Lord, let me not be confounded, for I have called upon you. But let the wicked be put to shame and brought to silence in the grave. Let the lying lips be dumb, that in pride and contempt speak such insolence against the just. Oh, how plentiful is your goodness, stored up for those that fear you, and prepared in the sight of all for those who come to you for refuge. You will hide them in the cover of your presence, from the plots of their enemies. You will shelter them in your refuge from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord our God, for he has wonderfully shown me his steadfast love when I was as a city besieged. When I was afraid, I said in my haste, I am cut off from your sight. But you heard the voice of my supplication, when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all you, his faithful ones. For the Lord guards the truth, but fully requites the proud. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you that hope in the Lord. God of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness. And of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 11, verse 18. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. And I did not know it was against me that they devised schemes, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered. But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Mark, beginning at chapter 12, verse 35. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I put your enemies under your feet. David himself calls him Lord. So how can he be his son? And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. As he taught, he said, Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd put in money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called to his disciples and said to them, Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings! Then Jesus asked him, Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. Who has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. The Lord has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Everlasting God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son to take our nature and to suffer death upon the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, of your tender love towards us, you sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, that all should follow the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be partakers of his resurrection, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for your church and its place in our world, and we ask that you bless the whole church. Bless all clergy and volunteers with modern thinking and progressive plans to bring a safe and inclusive church into being throughout our country. God of grace, hear our prayer. Generous God, we ask that you show generosity by remembering the homeless, the destitute, the sick, the aged, and all who have none to care for them. Heal those who are broken in body or spirit, and turn their sorrow into joy. Send people to minister to their needs in generous ways. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Dijon, the Anglican Church of Korea, the Diocese of Willockra, the Parish of Kenmore Brookfield, Anglicare Southern Queensland Brisbane North Community Services, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father comfort our hearts and establish them in every good word and word. Amen.